And today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. So we got to the bottom of Tes Zayin Rebeis. This is the end of the Agada, the last piece here. The Gemara talks about the age of Yaakov Avinu, which we were discussing yesterday a little bit in Yishmael. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba, last two lines, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Amar Bar Marta, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yos Mikid Rav Ve'em, greater Talmud Torah, more so than honoring one's parents. Shekol Osen Sharam Shaya Yaakov Avinu Bebeis Eber Lo Nenash. The amount of times, the years, the 14 years he spent learning in the Shem Weber, he wasn't punished. Yosef Atzadik wasn't to take it away from those years. We're going to go through a whole long calculation now as follows. It says, Lama Nimnu Shnosov Shayishma. Why do we care how old Yishmael is? We don't care to have the years of a Russia. That's not important to us. The Gemara says simply, Kedei Liachis Ben Shnosov Shayakov. In order to just use that as a marker to figure out the proper age of Yaakov Avinu. How so? The Gemara explains, Dichsiv, it says, Ve'elu shnei chaya Yishmael ma'as shana u'shloshim shana v'sheva shanim. So Yishmael lived to the age of 137. Kama kashish Yishmael mi Yitzchak. How much older is Yishmael than that of Yitzchak? Arbeis hashnin. He was 14 years older than Yitzchak Avinu. How do we know he's 14 years older? Dichsiv, it says, Ve'avram ben shmonim shana v'shesh shanim beledes hagar es Yishmael Avram. Avram was 86 when Hagar had given birth to Yishmael. Ben Mas Shana lo as Yitzchak. We know, and he's 100 when Yitzchak was born. So there's a 14-year gap. That's the difference between the age of Yishmael and Yitzchak. Uksiv Yitzchak Ben Shishim Shana Beledes Osam. Yitzchak was 60 years old when he had Yaakov and Esav. Bar Kama Habish Yishmael. At that time, how old was Yishmael? 14 years older. This Yol Yaakov. How old was Yishmael when Yaakov was born? He was 14 years older than Yitzchak, which was 60. That makes it Bar Shivim V'Arba. Yishmael was 74. When Yaakov was born. So Kama Paishin Mishnei, how many years left from Yishmael's life? So if he's 74 years at that time, he lived to 137, that gives us, 63 years left, Shtin Vitzle, 63 years left from the time Yaakov was born until Yishmael died. So Tanya, the Haya Yaakov Avinu B'Shashin is Barich Me'aviv Ben Shishim V'Shlosh Shana. Yaakov was 63, not to be confused with the 63 years of Yishmael, how much longer he lived than Yaakov, how much older he was than Yaakov, but Yaakov was 63 years old when he received the bracha from Yitzhak. Ubo Perak, that moment makes Yishmael. Yishmael had died, so that was 63 years later, that's when Yishmael died. Dichsev, it says, Vayar Esev ki Veirach, Esav saw that Veirach Yitzhak is Yaakov, Vayelach Esav el Yishmael, he went to Yishmael, Vayikach es machlas bas Yishmael, he went to marry the daughter of Yishmael, Achos Nevayos, who happened to be the sister Nevayos. So asks Gemara, Mimashba Shenamar Bas Yishmael. Once we know that Machlas was the daughter of Yishmael, Eini Odeshi Achos Nevayos, we also know that she was the sister of Nevayos. Why does it mention that Machlas was also the sister of the Nevayos? So Gemara says, Melamed Shekichi Yishmael. So when Esav had engaged himself to Machlas, the daughter of Yishmael, Yishmael was alive. Umes, but then Yishmael died before they got married. Visa Nevayos Achia. So then her brother married off Achios on behalf of Yishmael, who was dead at the time. So see, at that time period is when Yishmael died. So again, Yaakov was 63 when Yishmael died. So the Gemara then says, Shtin Utzlas, there were 63 years of Yaakov when he got the bracha. V'ar Besar, there were 14 years that he was serving Lavan. Adi Mishal of Yosef until Yosef was born. Ha Shivin V'Shiva, that's 77 years of Yaakov's life. Uksiv, the Yosef ben Shloshim Shana Ba'amda El Fnei Paro. Yosef was 30 years old when he stood in front of Paro. That makes Yaakov at that time Ha Me'Vesheva. So that at 30 to 70 to 77, that's 107. Now that's how old Yaakov was when Yosef was in front of Paro. Shav de Sava. Then there were 7 years of the plenty. The Tarti de Kafna, there were 2 years of famine. That's another 9. So 107 plus 9 is 116. Ha Me'Veshitza, 116. And Ksiv, it says, Vayomer Paro El Yaakov, Kama Yimei Shnei Chayecha. When Paro asks Yaakov, when Yaakov shows up in Mitzrayim, he says, how old are you? Vayomer Yaakov El Paro Yimei Shnei Migurai Shloshim Umas Shana. I'm 130 years old. So, Me'er Shitzver Havin. We just did calculations. He was only 116, not 130. Ela Shmami, now we must conclude from here that there are us and Shana, the 14 years, Havin Beis Eber. He was hiding in the Beis Eber, Beis Medrash Shem Eber for 14 years, and that was not part of the calculation, and that bumps up from 116 to 130. Those are the years. The Tanya Zabraisa tells us explicitly, Haya Yaakov Beis Eber Mutmin Arba Esrei Shana. He was hiding out for 14 years learning there. When he ran away from home, before he made his way to Lavan, he spent 14 years to learn. Umeis la'achashi, the Aver, Meis, the Aver had died, la'achashi yad Yaakov vinu la'arim naharayim, and then he died after Yaakov had left to go to Aram Naharayim, where he went to base to the house of Lavan. He was there for Shtei Shanim before he made his way to base Lavan. So again, he was 14 years in Shem Ve'ever, 2 years on the run in Aram Naharaim, and then he went to Lavan. Yatsa Misham, he left from there, Ubalal Aram Naharaim, Nimsa Kishamad Ahaber, Ben Shim Visheva Shanim. So a bit of a calculation. It turns out after all that time had passed, he was 77 years old. Because again, he was 63 when he got the bracha. He was... He was 14 years in base magic shame era. That makes you 60. That's 60 exactly. 67, right? So that 77. So then the Gemara says, "Minol and Dilom Anish." How do we know for those 14 years why he was learning? While he was learning, he was not punished from Yosef at Tzadik. The Tanya Nimsa Yosef Shapir Shmiyav of Esumushtaim Shana. That Yosef was separated from his father for 22 years. Kishem Shapir Yaakov Avinu Me'aviva. That just like Yaakov had separated from his father Yitzchak for 22 years, so the Yosef had left his father for 22 years. That was Mida Keneged Mida. The Yaakov, the Gemara says, wait a second, it was Slosin the Shishin Hava. He was away for 36 years from Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, Ella must be our Beisar, the Hava, the Beisaver, the Chashiv Lehu. The 14 years that he was learning the base Medrash was not part of the punishment, was not part of the calculation, which proves the point that you're able to be Vata Kibra Ve'im for Limna Torah. So he wasn't punished for those 14 years, but the additional 22 years while he was on the run and he didn't go back and visit his parents, that's where he was punished and Yosef was sent away from him for 22 years. The Gemara then says, so from the end of the day, the base Lavan, Esim Shnan Havan. It was only 20 years actually where he spent time in the house of Lavan. El Mishum Dishtai Ba'urcha Tartin Shanim, because he was traveling for 2 years, that total of 22 years where he was away from his father. Yes, 20 years were only Lavan, but another 2 years that he was on the road. The Tani, the Brisa says, Yotze Ma'aram Naharaim, he left from Aram Naharaim, Uvalo L'Sukos, V'yasa Sham Shemoneh Chodesh, he spent 18 months in the city of Sukos, Shenemar V'yakov Nasa Sukos, even though Bias, he built a house, with Mekneo Asa Sukos, and he built a little hut for his animal, for his cattle. Ubeis El, Asa Shisha Chadashim, another 6 months he spent in Beis El, V'hikriv Zvachim, there he brought Karbanos, and that gives you the total of the calculations of why, again, we start off with the years of Rabbi Shmuel, Hajnalach Megillah Nikris. So now we end the first parak, a long parak, a lot of agat, and now we begin the second parak. So the Mishnah says, Hakoreis Megillah, Mafreya lo yotze. A person who reads Megillah out of order, he's not yotze, he has to be keseder. Kara alpeh, person reads alpeh, he doesn't read from the cloth, that's not good. O kara targum, he reads a translation. O b'char lashon, in any other language, lo yotze, a person does not fulfill his obligation, it must be in the ksav itself and the lashon hakodesh. You can read to people who understand foreign languages in foreign languages. The Gemara is going to say, we just said above, you can't read B'chaloshon, so the Gemara is going to address that, but this stage says, to someone from France, you can read in French, and someone from Spain, you can read in Spanish, and so on. Haloiz Sheshama Ashurus Yotza, but a person from a foreign country can still be Yotza if he hears Lashon Ashurus, if he hears Lashon Kodesh, that does work. Kara Serugin, if a person reads Serugin, which the Gemara is going to tell us, he reads choppy, he reads and stops and reads and stops, that's called Serugin. Umisnamnim, where a person is dozing off, but he's not fully sleeping, he's Yotze. Hayakosva Vodorshu Magi, if he's writing the Megillah, or he's darshing the Megillah, or he's fixing, editing the Megillah, im kivan libo, if while he's reading the Psukim, he has Kavana not only to fix and not only to darshan, but also to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, he would be Yotze if he has the proper Kavana. Vimlav, if he has no Kavana, even though he's reciting the words, lo yatza mitzvah shichos Kavana. Haysa ksuva besam besikra bekumas vekankontim, if it's written in different types of inks, or ala niyava daftara, different types of paper, different types of cloth, lo yatza, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah, that's not called a Megillah. Achite kesuva ashuris al hasefer ubudil. Must be written in Hebrew, must be written on sefer, which is the proper cloth, which Gemara is going to explain to us, and budil must be the proper ink as well for it to be a kosher Megillah, to fulfill the mitzvah of kriyas ha-Megillah. So that's the Mishnah. A lot of details we'll explain in the next few days. The Gemara starts off saying as follows. Minan imile, how do you know these words to be true? That you're not yotze when you read mafreya. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Damar Kra, the pasuk says, kichsavam ukizmanim. It compares the writing to time. Mazmanim lemafreya lo. Just like time doesn't go backwards. You can't make the, 12 o'clock appear before, before 10 o'clock. There's an order in zman. So to af ksavam lemafreya lo yot lo. Shesotu, when you write in the Megillah, it cannot be written out of order. It must be written in order, like zman, just like time goes in order. So Gemara says, "Mide kriya ksiva hachasiya ksiva." I said, "Does it talk about reading? It's referring to writing the Megillah, not referring to reading Megillah. There's no right here. Again, mide kriya ksiva hacha. It's not talking about the reading of it. Asiya ksiva." Gemara says, "Asiya is called reading. In other words, dichsev lios Osin Eshnei Hayamim, it says Ha'ila Kiksavim Ukizvarim. It's explaining how one writes the Megillah, but doesn't say how one reads Megillah. We're trying to bring a proof how one reads the Megillah. So Ella Gemar says, you're right. Ella Mehacha, from the following, teaches how to read the Megillah in the right order. It says in the Pasuk, Hayamim Ha'ila Nizkarim Vinasim, are remembered and are performed. What does that mean? Itkash Zechir Le'asiyah. Ma'asiya l'mafreyah, just like a person does not do the mitzvahs of Purim out of order. You can't do the Sudas Purim a day before and you're not yotze if it's not in the right time. Af zechir, so too the remembering, which is accomplished through the Kriyas and Megillah, is how you remember the story. The mafreyah lo also cannot be out of order. So that's the raya that you must do the Kriya Kiseder. The Gemara says, Tana, not only is this true of Kores and Megillah that must be read Kiseder, but so too when it comes to V'chein Bahalal, V'chein Mekriya Shema Uvetfila, so too these three other mitzvahs also must be read in order, Halal, Shema, and Tfila. How do we know? Halal Minal, and what's the source of Halal must be read in the proper order? So Rabba Amar, he brings a pasuk, Mi Mizrach Shemesh An Mevo, the sun rises until the end of the day it sets in the west. There's always a Seder of the Shemesh, and this is one of the Psukim, these are one of the Psukim in the Halel, that it's Keseder, the sun goes around, or the, you know, really the earth circulates, but the sun is always in the same place every single day. So there's a certain Seder, so to Halel has to be the Seder. Rav Yosef Amar, Zeh Yom Asa Hashem, this is the day. That pasuk that we say in Halel, in reference to just like the day, there's a Seder in the day, so too there must be a Seder to Halel. Rav Avya Amar, Hishem Hashem Mivarach, that is a, just like the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes the world in such a Seder, so to the Halel must be said in a Seder as well. And finally, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Vishem Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, Me'ach from the following pasuk, Me'at Vi'ad Olam, the end of the pasuk says, Hishem Hashem Mivarach, Me'at Vi'ad Olam, from now until the end of the world, which means from a Seder, just like the way the world runs, and time and history goes in order, so to Halel must be recited in order as well. Marnal says, Kriyashma, how do we know? Detanya, that has to be written, or rather read, in order. It says, Kriyashma Kichsava, you have to read it the way it's written. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's understanding. That he's referring to, has to be read, the Lashon HaKodesh, that's what he's referring to. Chacham Omrim, no, B'chol Lashon, you could read it, Ashma, in any language that you understand. And Tosa points out here, we paskin like Chacham, you could read it in any language if you wanted. So my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason my Rebbe says it must be read the way it's written, meaning Lashon HaKodesh? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk tells us, that v'hayu, it says, v'hayu adum ha'ela, v'aviyosan you, has to be as is, the way it's written in the actual language. Rabbanan, say, my tamaya, why do they allow you to read it in any language you'd like? Amakra, Shema Yisrael, Shema means, b'choloshan sh'atah shema, any language you could hear and you could understand. So Rebbe, nami haksiv Shema, what does Rebbe do with the word Shema? So Gemara says, that means, ha'homi barley, that's needed to teach me a different concept. It has to be read in Lashon HaKodesh, according to Rebbe. But Shema teaches me, Hashmea Laznecha Masha Tamotzi Mipicha. You have to be able to hear. It has to be audible. It has to be loud enough for you to hear the words of Shema. Rabbanan say, Savri Kaman Damar, Hakore Shema Velo Hishmi Lazno Yatza. Rabbanan reject this concept. They say, you don't have to hear the words. If you said them quietly and you didn't hear yourself say the words, you're still Yotze. And therefore, the words Shema, according to Chama, is available to teach me that Shema is any Lashon that you understand. So Gemara then says further, Rabbanan Nami Haksiv Vahayu. Vahayu, according to Rebbe, meant the Lashon HaKodesh. What did Rabbanan do with Vahayu? The Gemara says, and this is what we need this drasha for, Hahomi Barley Shelo Yikra Lemafre, that you should not read it out of order. It must be Vahayu the way it is. That's the understanding. The Gemara says, Rebbe Shelo Yikra Lemafre Minale. How does Rebbe know you shouldn't read Shema out of order? Dvar Me Dvarim Hadvarim. The words and the Hey emphasizes the Hadvarim. The words must be the way they are, which means the Keseder Shelo Lemafre. Rabbanan say, Dvarim Hadvarim lo mashpile. They don't think they make a drasha from the extra letter of the head. That's the understanding. So interesting, they point out here, the Mefarshim say that I understand why Kriyas Megillah must be read Keseder. That's all on one Megillah. It's all together. But Shema is in three different places in the Torah. So why do you have to read that all in the proper order? So the Aruch HaShulchan says further, V'hayu appears in the first parsha, and V'hayu appears in the second parsha, but the third parsha doesn't say V'hayu, so maybe the third parsha Tzitzis, can be written or read and out of order. Aruch HaShulchan says, you're right. Midaraisa, parsha Rishona, and parsha Shnia must be read in order, the pasuk V'hayu, and the third parsha, it's only Midirabanan, since we lump it together as part of the Shema, that too must be read in order as well, even though it's not the Raisa, but Chacham instituted it to have the same exact din of Shalom Mafreya, just like the first two parshios as well. Okay, let's go further now. The Gemara says, Lema, Kesava Rebbe, this implies that Rebbe holds Kol HaTorah Kula B'Chol Lashon Nema. It must be that Rebbe assumes that the rest of the Torah yet you can recite in any language. It's only Shema that he says v'hayu in Lashon HaKodesh. Because di salka daitach v'lashon HaKodesh nemra, if you think that the rest of the Torah, we'll see what the rest of the Torah means in just a second, machlokas Rashi Tosfos, but whatever the rest of the Torah means, if he felt that you could read the rest of the Torah v'lashon HaKodesh, so then lama li l'michtav v'hayu. So why write v'hayu to Shema? Shema should be no different than the rest of the Torah. It must be that the rest of the Torah can be written read b'chaloshon, and Shema is unique, that Shema must be read in Lashon HaKodesh. Gemara says, not true. Itzrich, Sakadai Techamin, I would have thought, Shema Krabanon, that maybe the rest of the Torah can be must be read in Lashon HaKodesh, and maybe Shema is different, that Shema can be read b'chol Lashon, like the Shita of Chachamim, because it says Shema, and that's why you have to balance it and say, no, don't learn a drasha from Shema, learn the drasha Itzrich V'hayu, Kosrach Mon V'hayu, to tell me that it must be also read in Lashon HaKodesh only. So Lema, Kasavi Rabban, let's take the flip side. Rabbanim was told, Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemar. You could read the entire Torah in only in Lashon HaKodesh, because this HaKadaitach B'Chol Lashon, if you thought, Nemar, if you thought the rest of the Torah can be read B'Chol Lashon, so why say Shema also can be read B'Chol Lashon? It's no different than anything else. Lamrili L'michtav Shema. Gemara says, no. Because really, you can read the entire Torah B'Chol Lashon. Itzrich, there was a Havamina, it's HaKadaitach Amina, V'ayu Kurebi, that Hayu means that Shema is different, that Shema must be read Lashon HaKodesh, and for that reason, Kasarach Mano Shema, that no, Shema also can be read B'chol Lashon like the rest of the Torah. So there's nothing conclusive from Rebbe and Chacham how they view the rest of the Torah. You can read it in either direction. Now, either way, what does it mean that the rest of the Torah can be read? Which part of the Torah are we talking about reading the rest of the Torah? So look at Tosos on the top here, the Machlokas Rashi Tosos. Says Tosos, Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon Emra, Perish B'Kuntris, Shenidna Likros B'chol Lashon, Shirotu Likros B'Sefer Torah. When you read the Sefer Torah on a Stam Shabbos, Parshish Shmos, Parshish Va'era, you can read it any language you want. That's what's referring to this machlokas Reb Nechachamim outside of Shema. Tosas takes issue with this. Tosas says, V'kasha, Sharei Kriyas HaTorah Eina Min HaTorah Ela Medarbanan. How could you say that this concept of reading the Torah is referring to the rest of just Stam reading a Parsha? There's no mitzvah deraisa of reading Torah in the Parshas. Yes, it's a Din Derabanan, but not a Din deraisa. Levad aside from Parshas Zachor, the Havi deraisa, and according to some, Parshas Parah as well. Machlokas, whether that's as well. Outside of that, there's no mitzvah deraisa of Kriyas HaTorah. So it says, tells us, veneer, it appears to me, the Hachi Perusha. This is the understanding of the Gemara here. Kol Kriyas HaTorah, when you refer to the other readings of the Torah, kigo mitzvah chalitza, u parshas egla rufa, vidu maisu, bikurim, v'chol eila shnim, meperk eilu, nevram besota. There's a whole list of examples in the Mishnah Sota that you're supposed to read text from the psukim, not because of Kriyas HaTorah in the parsha, because when one performs chalitza, there's a text that you read. When you give vidu maiser, there's a text that you read of those parshios. That's what's referring to here in the Gemara. There's no muscle. It's inconclusive, it sounds. Inconclusive, exactly. So now the Gemara says as follows. Tefillah minol, how do we know tefillah must be read kiseder, can't be l'mashraya? So Gemara says, the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us that Shimon HaPakuli, he was somehow, he sold some type of, I don't know what it was, he sold something. Histir, Shimon Esrei Brachos, he put in order the 18 brachos, which are now 19 brachos, Lefnei Rabban Gamliel, Allah said there be Yavna. In Yavna, they set up, they organized the 18 brachos of Shimon Esrei. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Levi Masisa Tana, May of Esim Zakanim. There were 120 Zakanim in Anshe Knesset Gedolah. Ubehem Kama Nevim. Amongst them were many great Nevim. Tiknu Shmon Esrei Brachos Al Seder. They're the ones who had established the Anshe Knesset Gedolah. Not necessarily attributing any credit to Shimon HaPakuli, but it was the Anshe Knesset Gedolah who had established Shimon Esrei. Okay, so Sado Machlokes, who was the creator of this. So Tanur Rabban the Baisa says that in terms of the Seder, they have to keep everything Keseder. So why do they create this Seder that we daven Shema Esrei? So Gemara explains one by one as follows. Tanur Rabbanan, Minayin She'omim Avos, how do you know that you say Avos first? Shenamar says, Havu Lashem Ben Elim, that's how we open the Pasuk. You give Havu Ben Elim, those who are very strong, referring to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were the Elim. They were the ones, the strong, the foundations of Am Yisrael. Minayin She'omim Gvuros, how do you know you say Gvuros Ata Gibur afterwards? Shenamar says, Havu Lashem Kavod Va'oz, Oz Lashon of Gvura. Nine Shomrim Kedushos, that's the next bracha. Shenemar Havu Lashem Kavod Shemo, Hishachu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh, a reference to Ata Kadosh. Then the Gemara says, how do you know, Ma Rol Omer Bina, how can we say Bina Ata Chonin afterwards? Achar Kedusha. Shenemar says in Yeshayahu, Vikdishu es Kedosh Yaakov, Ves Elokei Yisrael Yaritsu, that's one pasuk of Kedusha. The Samechla, then next to it says, V'yodu so eruach bina, then you understand. So we see that in this pasuk, it juxtaposes Kedusha to that of bina. That's why bina atachonin comes left. Next. How come Tshuva is afterwards? Achar Bina. It says in a different pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Vav, a very important perek actually. Levavo Yavin Vishav V'Rafalo. So it says Bina Atachonena, and then Vishav, which is the lashon of Tshuva. So Yehach, that's the pasuk that tells us the juxtaposition of Bina to Tshuva. Lema Refuah Basrei to Tshuva. So maybe the bracha of Refeinu should be after the bracha of Tshuva, but it's not. So Gemara says Lo Saka Daitech. No one would think to put Refuah right after Tshuva, because the Chsiv, it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, a different perek. The Yashav El Hashem V'Yachamehu V'Elokeinu Kiyarbe L'Slach. After the bracha of Tshuva comes the bracha of Slicha. So that precedes Refuah, so it goes Tshuva and then Slicha. So my the Chazas Samchas Aha. Why are we going this pasuk of Yeshaya that connects Tshuva to Slicha, and why not Samach Aha? Why don't we use the earlier pasuk that connects Tshuva to Refuah? So Gemara said because Kasev Krachmina. There's a third pasuk that's Machriya. It says Hasaleach L'cha Avonechi. He who gives forgiveness to our sins. That brings refuah, so refuah comes after slicha here. Hagol mishachas chayaychi. So since there are two psukim that tell us that refuah should go after slicha, or slicha should go after bina, that's why we have the order of atachonin. Let's get it clear. It goes bina, atachonin, tshuva, then it says slicha, and then refuah based on these psukim. So then the Gemara says lememra, the gula, refuah, basa slichu. So maybe gula and refuah should be right after slicha. The Aksiv doesn't say v'shava v'rafalo. So Gemara says hahu lav refuah dechalayim. That refuah is not referring to refuah of the guf, the body. He al refuah deslicha he, and therefore it's actually consistent. So although initially we said v'shava v'rafalo, raf is referring to the bracha refuah, it's really referring to the bracha of slicha, which is consistent with the other psukim that slicha is the one that follows the bracha of tshuva. So it goes tshuva, slicha, and then refuah. So then the Gemara asks the question: ma ra lomar gula b'shvias? How can we say the bracha of gula in the seventh bracha now? The Gemara says as follows, because Amar Rava, Mitoch She'asidim Ligal B'Shvia, since in the future we're going to be redeemed in the seventh year, during the year Shemitah, Lefikach Kava'u B'Shvia, and therefore they put it at the seventh bracha to be Miramez, that the seventh year is when the Gula is going to be happening. But Amar Mar, don't we have a concept? The Gemara says, B'Shishi Kolos, that the sounds of Mashiach are going to take place in the sixth year, and B'Shvias Milchamos in the seventh year will be the wars. U'motz Shvias Ben David Ba in the eighth year is when Mashiach is going to finally come. The Gemara says, you're right, although the wars take place in the seventh year, Milchama Nami Aschalta Degulahi. The war is considered the beginning stages of the Gula, and therefore we consider as if the seventh year is the beginning stage of the Gula, and that's why we have it in the seventh bracha. U'ma Ra Loma Refuah B'Shmias. So how come now we push off Refuah to the eighth bracha after the Gula? Amar Rabbi Acha B'Toch Shenitna Mila B'Shmias. Since the bris milah is given on the eighth day, shetzricha refuah, which requires, of course, a refuah. The fikach kavua bershmias, they put the bracha refuah in the eighth bracha to correspond to the eighth day of the bris milah. How come the bircha hashanah, the parnasa, is in the ninth bracha? So Amar Rabbi Alexandri, kinegan mafki sharim, against those who hike up the prices. Shivur Zor Rasha, those who break the food or break the prices, they hike the price up, they're rishayim. So the David, Kiyamra, the Chiyas Amra, when David referred to these people who really raised the prices, he said this in the ninth parak of Tilim. So therefore we have this in the ninth bracha connected that capital of Tilim. Umar Lomar Kibbutz Galios Lachar Brichas Hashanah. How come the bracha of Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael is after the bracha of Parnasa? The Chsiv it says, Va'atem Harei Yisrael Anchem Titeni Upirchem Tisul Am Yisrael Ki Kervu Lavo. So it talks about the Pirchem, the fruits, the Parnasa, and then afterwards it talks about they're going to come from a distance, they're going to gather them together. So we see this juxtaposition of Kibbutz Galios to that of Parnasa. Once the Gulios, or all the exiles, the people in exile, are coming back together from Arba Kanfos Aretz, Nasa Dim B'Risham, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to start judging the Rishayim, Shenemar, V'ashivu Yadei Alayach, Vetzov Kabor Sigayach, the reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu extending his hand to give punishment to those Rishayim. Uksiv v'ashiva shoftayach k'vrishana. I'm going to return judgment to the back the way it was initially. So that's why the bracha of hashiva shofteinu is the next one. But then it says v'chei mishanasa din min Rishayim. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu exacts punishment on Rishayim, kol ha-poshim, all the different poshim, all those who rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be wiped out. That's referring to the malshinim. And then v'chol ha-zeidim imam, and all those who do this willingly, shenemar v'shever poshim v'chatam yachta v'oz v'hashem. So that's why that bracha of Birchas Aminim is next. The Kevin Shekol Poshim, once all the Poshim, all the violators have been wiped out, Mishra Memes Karen Tzadikim, the horns, the greatness of Tzadikim are going to arise. The Chsiv V'Chokarni Risham Agadei, I'm going to cut off the horns of the Risham, to Ramam the Karno Tzadik, I'm going to elevate the Tzadikim. And therefore, that's the bracha of the next one, of the bracha of Al HaTzadikim. The Chol Gerei Tzadik Im Al HaTzadikim, and all the Gerei Tzadik, all the Gerim will be included in this bracha, Shenemar, Mipnei Seva Takim V'Adati Pnei Zakan, you should stand for those who are older, those who are wiser. The Samech Lei, V'chi Yagur Itcha Ger, when a Ger lives amongst you, meaning we're connecting the Ger with the Tzadik, they're all going to be saved and protected in the times of Mashiach. V'Heichan Misro Memes Karnam, and where will they be elevated? The Tzadikim, where will the elevation take place? Yerushalayim, this will somehow take place in Yerushalayim. Shenemar, Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim, Yishloi Ovayich, V'chevin Shev, so that's the reference to Yerushalayim, that's where it's going to take place. The Chaim Shenivdei Yerushalayim Badavid, and now once the Bnei Yerushalayim, which is the next bracha, once Yerushalayim is built, that now paves the way for Badavid. David comes, Shenemar, it says, Achar Yashuvu Bnei Yisrael Uvikshu Es Elokeya Es Hashem Elokeyam, Bnei Yisrael Malkum, they're going to seek out their David HaMelech. And the Chaim Shenivdei David Basa Tefila, once David comes, the Tefila is going to come, Shenemar, Vav Yosim El Harkachi Vismachtim Beveis Tefila, so we're going to now ascend the mountain Harbayas to Davin, which is the bracha of Shemei Tefila. The Chaven Shabasa Tfila, once we daven Shemir Tfila, and Ritzei, Basa Voda, the Voda comes, Shenemar, Oloseihem, Zivchehem, Leratzen Amizbechi, reference to the Brach of Ritzei. And then the Chaven Shabasa Voda, Basa Toda, now we thank our Kaddish Baruch Hu for all of this, Shenemar, Zoveach Toda, Yechav Danani. And we'll stop here, and we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah, this appears in
Brachos as well, yeah. It's almost probably the exact same. Yeah.